We're gonna have the choir to sing us our selection, and the next voice, a way of speaking and preaching the word of God, is none other than our very own Dr. Isaac Burnett. Pray for him now and bless us to receive the word of God. Amen. That the word may be embedded in our heart, written in our hearts. Amen. Amen. And that we may be doers of what? The word. Amen. So we ask Pastor Burnett to come and the choir to give us a spiritual selection at this time. And we get into it. Amen. Amen. Amen.
There's gonna be a meeting, an old-fashioned meeting, meeting on campground. There's gonna be a meeting. Meeting
tonight,
meeting on
the old campground.
There's gonna be a
meeting tonight,
an old-fashioned meeting.
Meeting tonight,
meeting on. Listen, singing amazing and grace, ooh. Oh, how sweet,
ooh.
Oh, the sound,
ooh.
Said the Savior,
ooh.
Savior red,
ooh.
Like me,
ooh.
Oh, Lord, said I
walked,
ooh. Oh, was long. Oh, but
now,
ooh. Oh, I'm found.
Ooh.
Said I was blind,
ooh.
Oh, but now,
ooh.
I see.
Ooh.
I see. Oh, gonna be a meeting,
meeting
tonight. An old-fashioned meeting,
meeting tonight.
Meeting on. There's gonna be a
meeting,
an old-fashioned meeting,
meeting tonight,
meeting on,
meeting
on
the
old.
At the meeting,
one of these days,
at that meeting,
I'm gonna see Jesus,
at the meeting,
will you be there,
at the meeting,
at the meeting,
at the meeting,
at the meeting,
at the meeting.
I believe I see Mother there
at the meeting.
At the meeting, will you be there
at the meeting?
At the meeting,
at the meeting,
at the meeting,
at the meeting.
I'm gonna be looking for you. Gonna be looking for you
at the meeting.
At the meeting.
At the meeting.
No more backbiting
at the meeting.
At the meeting. No more dying
at the meeting.
At the meeting.
At the meeting.
At the meeting. Nothing but joy.
Will you be at the meeting? Glory be to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Praise God. But you know that we're not here because we deserve to be here. We've done nothing to merit our being here. But we're here out of the mercy and grace of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so we owe him everything because he supplies our everything. Amen. I bless you and have a smile upon you as we look forward to the coming days in the year. Praise God. But we don't know where we're going to be here. But we look forward to that day. Hallelujah. Well, he told us to be ready, right? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Give God some glory for your being in his day today. Because it could have taken us yesterday. Hallelujah. But he left us over for another day. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And the good news in the bad news world. We give honor and glory to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to our presider, Dr. Lewis. To this choir. And our ushers. And everybody else in the building.
Everybody, somebody, and everybody is precious in the sight of God. Hallelujah. And he doesn't love no one no more than he loved the other. Because love has no picks. Love is just love. Hallelujah. From the book of Psalms. Psalms 121. I will lift my eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will not slumber, suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Praise God, we'll stop there. And we want just to remind you today to keep looking up. Keep looking up. We need to keep our hope in the Lord. And our hope in the Lord is in his word, what he has in store for us, what it said he would do for us. But sometimes we get a little short on it and forget what the Lord has in store for us. Forget that the Lord even exists, because we're so wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in flesh, ourselves. What's going on with ourselves? Rather than thinking about what the Lord is doing with us, because we were made for his glory. We're made according to his purpose. You were made for him, okay, and not for ourselves. We will do everything he said he will do. You need to keep your eyes up, because when you look down, you tend to go down. Think about the problem I'm going through at this time. I find myself looking down. And you got to keep telling yourself, look up. And while you're looking down, you seem to go further and further down. Okay, but when you look up, everything gets better. Bending over, you keep bending further and further over. And the more you bend over, the more it hurts. And it seems like when we stand, it feels good, but somehow or another, you find yourself in the slump again. So what we're saying here is things come and go in life. Okay. And you can be thinking up, and somehow or another, the enemy can get you to transfer your thoughts to thinking down. Because he is always at work. Okay, he has demons everywhere. Okay, and he will slip in on you without a doubt and bring doubt into your hearts and minds. Don't look for the devil to tell you, talk to you like I'm talking to you. He sneaks in your mind. Okay, and cause you thinking things, and you don't even know the devil is the one that's the perpetrator of this. You don't know that, and you don't realize that it is he that is doing things to destroy your faith, destroy your hope, destroy your victory that we have in Jesus. Because we have victory every day. We have some down spirals. We have some time that don't look like a victory. But if you make it through the day, that's a victory in itself. So, the Psalm writer said, lift up your head, O ye gates. Okay, so keep your head up. The devil is down. God is up. So he said, so we need to focus on him. Okay, think on the high side of things rather than the dark side of things. Think on those things that are good rather than things that are bad. Because in this life, you're going to have good and you're going to have bad. We choose to focus on the bad more so than we focus on the good. So we need to flip that thing over and think about the good part of it. Okay? And not that we are going through, because the Lord promised to take us through until he has ended our time here on earth. So, David says, I will lift my eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. Okay, he's looking to the hills because his help is on up high. Look up and live. Like when the serpent was in the wilderness and the children were trying to go to the promised land. The serpent bit them, and everybody the serpent bit died. And so they prayed to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord. And God told him, take a serpent of brass and place him on the pole. And then and anybody was bit, all they had to do was look up at the serpent and live. See, we miss out on a lot of things because we tend to select and choose who we want to do this and who we want to do that. Okay? But here, the serpent is the one that was causing death, but and the serpent was also the one that was bringing deliverance. So God can use anybody, anything, anytime, in a way, and we not get what he's given to us because we see the person from our point of view, not from what God may be doing through them. So he said, I'll lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help here. He acknowledged it comes from who? The Lord. Help coming from the Lord. Not from nothing else. Not no particular person. But my help coming from the Lord. Anything anybody do for you, it comes by way of the Lord. If it's good. And then if it comes by way of the Lord and it's not good, it's because God is bringing something out of you that you shouldn't be housing. So my help coming from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So God got his eyes on you. He's looking at you. And he's keeping you in his hand. And he will not fall to sleep on you. He won't doze on you. He won't nod on you. And he won't go to bed. He's always looking at you. He got you covered. Okay. So keep on looking up. What's coming to your help? He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Okay? God got you. He knows what's going to happen. And he has prepared a way for you to escape. As long as you keep your eyes where? On him. You got to keep looking up while you're going through. You got to keep on having your thoughts of good while things are bad in your life. Keep having your thoughts of being in the will of God. And as long as you're in the will of God, things going to work out somehow, some way. The Lord is thy keeper. Keep it in mind. God is our keeper. And if the Lord can't keep you, you just can't be kept. All right? So keep in mind, God got me while I'm going through. God got me, and he knows what I'm going through for. Okay? It's for his purpose and for my good. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. God got it covered. And he will keep you in all your ways. The Lord will preserve thee from all evil, and he will preserve you from preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve you. You're going in and you're coming out. Even in this time and for evening forevermore. He's looking at you. When you get up, when you go out in the day, you come back in the evening, God is always looking at you. All right, so you need to be looking at him always. Because he has the answer to everything. David said, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Making me to lie down in green pastures. So if I'm hungry, look up to the Lord. He has some green pastures for you. Your pastor may have gotten a little dried up and brown because of not getting the nurturing it needed. But God is a shepherd, and he will lead you through the path of righteousness for our name's sake. And he will restore our soul. He is God all by himself. And don't need nobody else to help him out. He will do it for you. If you just look to the hills from what's coming your help. I heard him say that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul into vanity. Hallelujah, not for deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. If you keep your heart right and you keep your life right, you're going to receive the blessings of the Lord. Yeah. And the righteousness from the God of salvation. This is the generation that seek thy face. That seek thy face, O Jacob. Yes. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. But you got to lift your head up if you want the King to come to glory. You got to look to the hills. When I'm coming to your help, it comes from the Lord. He said, he is the King of glory. Lord, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, in battle. The Lord, he is a great warrior. Nobody can beat him because he's all powerful. Hallelujah, all knowing, and all able. And he will be there for you. Hallelujah, if you look there, to look the head up, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Keep your head lifted up. Yeah. And keep looking up. Red times are here. Things are happening each and every day. Let us know that the end is at hand. So we got to keep on looking up. Knowing that God is coming back one day and is coming on the cloud. Every eye shall see him. Every tongue gonna have to confess. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our hope. Look up, look up. Look up, he's on his way back. Don't miss him when he comes. Hallelujah. Keep looking up. I said I just come in today to remind you though we're going through trying times, don't give up. Don't stop looking up. Keep looking up, because the earth is the Lord's. Okay, he made it and everything in it. Hallelujah. And he's made us and placed us in it. And will keep us to the day of redemption. Hallelujah. God bless you. God asked for invitations extended.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. At this time, we may stand. Why should we do with our closing collection?
Let everybody say
God, let us be ready and always ready to go back with you when you shall return. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray, God, that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Let us sing with the choir.
Church, say, let the church say, amen. Amen.